In this opera, The Prophet, produced at Paris in 1849 after long and careful preparation, Meyerbeer chose a subject rather less in dramatic possibility than his former success, The Huguenot. The Prophet was brought out 13 years after The Huguenot, but the public was disappointed. Although the story of the latter opera has a much deeper psychological interest, unfortunately, Scribe, with all his cleverness, for he was one of the best librettists of his time, quite failed to do justice to the wonderful story of John of Leyden. John is an innkeeper of Leyden and is in love with Bertha, a village maiden. Unfortunately, her liege lord, Count Obertal, desires the girl for himself and refuses his necessary consent to her marriage. Bertha escapes from his clutches, so the wily count imprisons John's old mother Fides, and by threatening her with death, compels the unhappy John to yield up his sweetheart to save his mother's life. Mad with rage against the vices of the nobles, John joins the ranks of a revolutionary sect termed the Anabaptists. Their leaders recognize him as the prophet promised them by heaven, so John becomes their leader. The Anabaptists lay siege to the city of Munster, which they capture, and in the cathedral, John is solemnly proclaimed the Son of God. During the ceremony, his mother rushes forward to claim her son, but John pretends not to know her, because to admit an earthly relationship would prejudice his position with the people. Fides is imprisoned as an impostor, but John, his love for his mother conquering ambition, decides to renounce his deceitful splendor and escape with her. Later, however, he discovers a plot against him among the Anabaptist leaders, and in revenge he destroys himself and them by blowing up the palace. Although Meyerbeer wrote much fine music for the prophet, it is easy to realize that this sordid, bloodthirsty story could never make a successful appeal to the public. For this reason, the prophet has never become widely popular as has the Huguenot. The aria given on this record is the most truly dramatic and intense of any in the opera, and has become a worldwide favorite. It occurs in the second act, just after John has yielded up his sweetheart to save his mother's life. Left alone with her son, Fides sings this beautiful air to him in her gratitude, blessing him and endeavoring to console him for the loss of Bertha. Marie Delner is a favorite European operatic artist who was born in Paris in 1876. She studied in Paris under Madame Laborde and made her operatic debut there at the Opera Comique. For four consecutive seasons, and with two engagements elsewhere, she remained in Paris until 1903. Since then, she has appeared in many parts of the world with remarkable success, for her voice is considered one of the best of its kind possessed by any living artist. No one even approaches her in the rendition of the aria given on this record.